Since we are blessed with such immense grace, let's strive to lead a virtuous life that reflects it and place high importance on charity. We can achieve this if we avoid overindulgence, drunkenness, and gluttony. God gifted us with food and drink, not for overindulgence, but for nourishment. It's not the wine that induces drunkenness, because if that was the case, everyone would be prone to drunkenness. But, someone may argue, wouldn't it be better if we could drink in large quantities without harm? Such words only belong to drunkards, because if heavy drinking does indeed cause harm, yet you still refuse to stop, if it is so disgraceful and damaging, yet you do not refrain from your diseased desire. If it were possible to drink excessively without harm, how far would you indulge your excesses? Wouldn't you desire even the rivers to turn into wine? Wouldn't you wreak havoc on everything? If there is a limit to food consumption beyond which it harms us, and yet you can't bear to control it, even taking what belongs to others to feed the cruel demands of gluttony, what wouldn't you do if this natural limitation didn't exist? Wouldn't you have been swallowed by it? Would it then have been wise to nurture such an irrational desire rather than curbing the harm from excessive eating and drinking? How many other problems would this have led to?